During this great Easter vigil tonight, we have heard seven readings from the Old Testament, accompanied by Psalms. And that is the foundation of our faith, our covenant with God, our Father. Jesus, his only begotten Son, suffered, died on the cross, and was buried. And during these holy days of Holy Week, we have journeyed with him, accompanied our Lord as we remembered the Last Supper, his horrible betrayal, physical and mental suffering, and an unjust capital punishment. But on this holy night, we hear St. Mark's account of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the be-all and end-all of Christian faith. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we should all just go home and forget it. My priesthood is in vain, and I need to get a real job, as they say. Paul said to the Corinthians, "If Christ has not been raised, then empty is our preaching, empty too your faith." It's no good, of course, trying to explain the resurrection away or rationalize it as a myth, merely a symbol, or an inner subjective experience. None of that does justice to the utter strangeness and newness of the claim of the gospel. It comes down finally to this: if Jesus was not raised from the dead, Christianity is a fraud and a joke. But if he did rise from death, then Christianity is the fullness of God's revelation, and following Jesus the Christ must be the absolute center of our lives who call ourselves Christian. All of our sacraments are rich with meaning and are not only centered on Jesus Christ, they immerse us who celebrate them more deeply into the great mystery of God's covenant of love for all humanity. The ultimate question for those who really believe would be, are you yourself willing to follow Christ to the extreme of dying out of love for your brothers or sisters? That, in essence, is what we are committing ourselves to do when we are baptized, which is a sacramental dying and rising with Christ. Tonight, and during these 50 days of the Easter season, may the graces we receive in these beautiful sacraments give us deeper faith, hope, and love.